for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Thursday evening, March 27th, 1986. First service of the Passover weekend teaching and deliverance seminar being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the Lord. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Yeah. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Yeah. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the Lord might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. They that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, and they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. For the carnal mind is enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you're not in the flesh, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. And if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, and the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, that same Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit which dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we're debtors, not to the flesh. If you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. And as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And we have not received the spirit of bondage again unto fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, we're heirs, heirs to God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. If so be that we suffer with Him, we shall also be glorified together. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? If He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not also with Him freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, and is even now seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. My spirit was just blessed as we were worshiping, and many words came across from various ones, and I heard the word, Brother Miller used the word, intercessory. And I thought, what a great privilege it is to be an intercessor. When you exercise the law of intercessory, you are exercising the highest law known to man, or indeed to God. I'll repeat that for effect. When you exercise the law of intercessory, you are exercising the highest law in the land, the highest law known to man, and indeed to God. By this law, every other law can be set aside, superseded, or annulled by the law of intercessory. It is indeed the highest performance that mortal man can make in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Shall I give you an example? I guess I should. By the law of intercessory, it's higher than the law of physics. It's higher than the law of politics. It's higher than the law of religion. Hallelujah. It's higher than any civil law. And by it, all of these laws can be superseded, set aside, and bypassed. I said. Well, let me give you an example. How many times have we known some mother to follow a wayward boy into the judge's chamber and plead make a plead on his behalf. That's intercessory. And the judge says, she pleads this is a good boy. And if you'll let me have him back and take him home, I'll keep him out of trouble this time. And of course, the judge knows that he's not a good boy. And this is the third time he's been before him. And he knows that he's likely to face him again if he turns him loose. But he reads the law to the mother. Yeah, when I was a young fella, real young, I worked for a judge one time, and I got pretty familiar with the way they did things. And he says to the mother, well, this boy, this third time he's been before me, and he's committed a crime here that right here it is in the articles of the state of Texas or whatever state, and it says that he should be sentenced to from 3 years to 15 years in the state correctional institution. And, of course, you know, wide discretion is given to the judges of our courts throughout the land. So he finally winds up like this. Because of her intercessory, he says, well, all right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. This is against my better judgment, but I'm going to release him to your custody and let you take him home. What has happened? Ah, that highest law in the land has been executed. And it set aside the laws written in the books of the code of law of the state of Texas or the state of Arkansas or Alabama or whatever state it might be in. It set aside, the judge set that law aside, and he catered to the law of intercessory. Now, Jesus did the same thing, if I might give you another example, when the woman was brought to him that was taken in adultery, and they come always wanting to pick on the Lord anyhow. They said, we took this woman in the act of adultery, and Moses says in his law that she ought to be put to death. What do you say? And he, what did he do? He stooped down and wrote in the sand. I don't know what he was writing, but he was interceding, what he was doing. And he and they said, well, we're waiting for an answer. Moses said she ought to be put to death. What do you say? Jesus said, all right, let the execution begin. He that is without sin can begin the execution. Oh, hallelujah. Well, the execution didn't begin because they felt pricked to their hearts, and they departed one at a time until finally all of them were gone. And Jesus looked up and he said, woman, where are your accusers? She said, sir, I don't have any. He said, well, I don't condemn you. Don't sin anymore. Go your way and sin no more. You know what happened? The law of intercessory took occasion to set aside a lesser law. Hallelujah. And so that's why that we're here tonight. I stand before you as one that has a hope. Do you have a blessed hope? What is your blessed hope? Well, Jesus, yes, but could you be more specific? Somebody want to be more specific? What is your blessed hope? Well, let me tell you what my blessed hope is. Hallelujah. Amen. My blessed hope is, first let me tell you what my blessed hope used to be. If you had asked me 25 years ago, what is your blessed hope? I would have said, and I would have done this quick. I said, I hope I die and go to heaven. Hallelujah. But now if you ask me what is my blessed hope, I'm not wanting to die and go to heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to live and reign with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, that while this other hope that I had was a blessed hope when I hoped I'd die and go to heaven, that was a blessed hope, all right. But I just found a more blessed hope. Now, I want to live and reign with Jesus. Somebody says, well, now, here's what it's all about. How many of you have that blessed hope? Anybody else have this blessed hope? All over the country, people are, you know, they have concepts of what's going to happen beyond here. And there are a lot of different concepts. Now, I don't have too much problem with concepts. I mean, if you tell me that your blessed hope is that you live and reign with Jesus, I say, you know what I say? I'll say, that's a beautiful concept. I appreciate it. Now, What if I don't know anything? And you just told me that, and I appreciate such a beautiful concept, because I've heard of Jesus, see? And you're telling me you're going to walk with him? And you're going to reign with him? And I said, that's a beautiful concept. Now will you give me the spiritual mechanics? Well, you didn't. Did you get that? There has to be. I mean, I like the concept. Don't you like the concept? All right. But if you just, the concept's nothing. Unless you, I want the mechanics. Now, if I give you the concept, I should be able to give you the mechanics. Well, you know what the mechanics are, don't you? That's how you do it. That's how you get there. So, I'm not so interested in the spiritual concepts as I am the spiritual mechanics telling me how to do it. Whatever your concept is, you want to tell me how to... Oh, you can tell me about divine healing. Beautiful concept. Give me the mechanics. Hallelujah. Tell me about deliverance. Beautiful concept. Give me the mechanics. You see, the concept is... hallelujah. As we said, it's beautiful, isn't it? But unless somebody... Well, what I'm saying is that God is in the process right now of raising up a people that can teach the mechanics that will bring you to the concept.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. And until we can do that, hallelujah. You see, whatever your concept is, somebody says, well, you know, there are many concepts as to how the end of the age is coming about, what's going to happen. But whatever happens, and whatever your concept is tonight, I said, I don't have much problem with concepts, but whatever it is, you've got to get ready to meet it.
Amen.
And if you're not ready to meet it, well, you're going to be left behind. I know a lot of people that, you know, their concept is the church rapture is... As the old concept of teaching the rapture of the church. And they're expecting to be raptured out any minute. When the truth is, a buzzard wouldn't have some of it. Hallelujah. Amen. You've got to get ready for whatever your concept is. That's not my concept. But if it was, I'd be getting ready for it. I expect to be translated. A manifested Son of God. Hallelujah. I expect to be changed in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. But you know I don't suspect that that change will wrought a whole lot of change in me if I make it. I think I'll almost be nearly about there, if you'll excuse this kind of language, just before the final transition comes. Ah, there's no magical moment that's going to bring you from a depraved, rebellious human being to a son of God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You don't go to, a bride doesn't come to a wedding until she gets ready for the wedding. I see, I know a lot of people that's waiting for a concept now and they're just doing it any old way and they have the concept that, well, when that time comes, I'll be changed. You won't either. Hallelujah. Amen. I performed over 300 weddings and I never have yet. I heard them begin to play the Here Comes the Bride and look up back yonder and see a bride come through that door with her hair up in curlers and a house coat tied real tight around here and her shoes, her toes pushed in the end of a pair of worn out house shoes. No, sir. I've seen them of all descriptions come through there, but there was one common denominator. They all got ready. So go to a wedding. And I say to us tonight that whatever... we're striving for. You have to get ready. You have to get ready to get delivered. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. Hear, O house of the Lord, and know of the truth that you are a privileged people this night. Yea, and in this days of Passover. Yea, and in this day of meeting and teaching, yea, and worshiping around the presence of God, yea, know that I have brought you from many areas of the country. Yea, I have gathered you together unto me, and I'll show you things that are transpiring. Yea, even now, saith the Lord, look around you, yea, and you will see that the nations of this world is crumbling. Yea, and those that are not crumbling are already tottering on their foundation, because the foundation is false, saith the Lord. Yea, but know they that be planted in the house of the Lord at the same time shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is good. He is upright, and in him is no unrighteousness at all. Yea, know that the prince of the powers of the air, yea, has domesticated the governmental political systems of many nations. He has also domesticated the systems of many religious orders, saith the Lord. Yea, and of many civil orders. Yea, but I shall send forth a message that shall ring loud and clear to let my people go, saith the Lord. Yea, I shall speak to these tribunals, yea, and to these nations, yea, and to these systems. I shall say loud and clear again, let my people go. Yea, but before that day comes, yea, and I speak the releasing of my people, I shall raise up leaders with a pure heart, saith the Lord, that shall know how to lead this people, yea, even through the ministry of deliverance, to bring them through the purification that they must have for spirit, soul, and body, saith the Lord. Yea, that they shall be led safely, as it were, to Zion. This is a lofty calling, saith the Lord, and if you would desire to walk herein, yea, you shall begin to seek for a purification of the spirit, soul, and body. Yea, you shall come for deliverance. Yea, and don't draw back, for it is not a day of drawing back, but it is a day of pressing in. Yea, it is for you, saith the Lord, thou God, and it is for those that will press. Yea, for no, have you not read that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence until now? And but the violent takes it by force. Nothing shall drift your way as driftwood, saith the Lord, thou God, but you will have to reach in. You will have to strain against the obstacles. Yea, but know that even now I am raising up a company of people that shall bind the strong man of the house, yea, the prince of the powers of the air, yea, and then shall you plunder his goods, yea, until there is a number of sons of God that is brought to the fullness. Yea, they will be the first fruits, and you can be in this company, saith the Lord, thou God, yea, if you will purge your heart and spirit from all of the bonds and ties, yea, that were made in a moment of folly, yea, in a moment of bad judgment, and in a moment, of vanity, saith the Lord, thou God, and know that when this company has come to the front to bind the strong man of the house, they shall be the assurance that there is an abundance of harvest, yea, just beyond the next week, saith the Lord, thou God. Yea, you can be sons of God without rebuke in a perverse and dying world. Even now, saith the Lord, you can shine as lights. Yea, and a beacon, saith the Lord, thou God. It is good that you have come to this place. Yea, for in the days and months that are to come, yea, this place shall even grow more. It shall grow more sacred, as it were, in the hearts and spirits of the people, yea, that come and be blessed, saith the Lord. Yea, for I shall enshroud even this building and the ground surrounding, yea, with the Shekinah glory of my presence, saith the Lord. Yea, and I shall pour out deliverance. I shall pour out maturity. I shall bring a people, yea, from here to there, saith the Lord, thou God. And you shall be blessed above many that could have been superior to thee in any other field, saith the Lord, thou God. But know that I choose the foolish, yea, to confound the wise. I choose those that will be obedient to me, yea, and I nurture them, and I bring them, and I feed them, and I lead them, saith the Lord, thou God, until they are mature, until they stand in the fullness of the statue of the only begotten, of the first fruits, Son of God. Hallelujah. Yea, know that the Lord speaks unto thee, yea, in words of encouragement, yea, telling you to run, as it were, to come to Zion, yea, where deliverers shall come forth, yea, to release those groaning creation. The creature has been made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who subjected the same in hope. But the creature himself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now, and not only they, but we ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, do groan within ourselves, awaiting the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our bodies. For we are saved by hope. There's that hope. Hallelujah. I thought we were saved by grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, this time we're saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what man yet hopeth for that which he has? But if you hope for that which you have not, then do you with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, for we know not how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. He that searcheth my heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I praise his wonderful name tonight. Thank the Lord for it.
Praise the Lord. How many enjoyed that word? Amen. Let's praise Him. Father, we praise You. We glorify You. We thank You for what You're doing in the earth, Lord. We thank You that You are raising up Your sons. You're raising up Your daughters. You're raising up that first fruit people, Lord, that's going to be clean and purged and delivered, God. We thank You for what You're doing here in this place, Lord. We thank You for those that have come tonight to be helped. Father, we praise You. We glorify You, Lord. We magnify You. Thou art worthy to be praised tonight, Lord. Glory to Thy name. Wonderful God, we love You and we praise You, Lord. Ki lavandolo bo sita bahandaya. Ko rabasida bahandala bo sita bahanda bo ko rabahaya. Thank You, my God. Thank You, my God. Thank You, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, my God, in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabba Sonda Bahaya. Oh, Ramandi Bohor Rama Sihika Bahando Bosihika Mahaya. Yes, amen. Look not behind thee, saith the Lord, but look unto me, the author and the finisher of thy faith. For the bridges that are behind thee are burned, saith God. But yea, press towards the mark, the goal which is in Christ Jesus, saith the Lord. Yea, look not behind thee, saith God, but look to me. For this night the Lord does look unto thee, and the Lord does woo you. Yea, the Lord draws you by His Spirit, saith God. Know that in this hour I have a people that shall come forth, a mighty people, a strong people, yea, that shall come forth in my image and in my likeness, saith the Lord. But yea, praise me and worship me this night. Know that I'm in your midst, and know that there shall be a change in thy life, and know that thou hast been brought to this place at this time for a purpose, and that purpose is that I deliver and heal thee, saith the Lord. Let's praise Him. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Do it, Father. Do it in the name of Jesus, Lord. By Your precious Spirit, Lord. Amen. Amen. How many believe Jesus is coming? Amen. Jesus is going to come bodily. He's going to come personally, visibly, literally, and gloriously. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's coming in the saints. He's coming with the saints. He's coming in the clouds. He's coming with clouds. He's coming in fire, and He's coming with fire. Amen? You and I tonight, brethren, are the habitation of God. We are that temple of God. Can you say amen? We're the tabernacle. We're the house of God. We're the sanctuary, the building. We're the mansion, the dwelling place that God's coming into. Hallelujah. And we're the abode. We're the dwelling place. Amen. And God's wanting to take us, if we'll submit to Him, from milk to meat. From the carnal to the spiritual. From the natural to the supernatural. From death to life. That's good, isn't it? Amen? From the seen to the unseen. From the temporal to the eternal. From the visible to the invisible. From the unrest to rest. And from babes to sons. Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen? Hallelujah. Now, how many know it's going to take a while for God to do all those things, though? Isn't that right? As our brother said, God's got to do something in us. Isn't that right? Now turn tonight with me to some scriptures. Let's go to Genesis in God's Word. Genesis chapter 35. I appreciate Brother Jack's fellowship today. Amen. He really blessed me tonight with that word that come forth from his heart. Hallelujah. Genesis 35. How many appreciate the ministries of God? How many know we need to pray for them and hold them up? Amen. the apostles, the prophets, the teachers, the shepherds, the evangelists. Amen? Now, in the book of Genesis, chapter 35, it says here, it's speaking of Jacob and his wife and family, it says, and they journeyed from Bethel. Bethel is God's house, isn't it? And notice there was but a little way to come to Ephrath, that's Bethlehem, and Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. And we know Rachel's a type of the church. And we know there's seven barren women in Scripture. Sarah, Rachel, Rebecca, Hannah, Samson's mother, Elizabeth, and the church. Praise the Lord. And right here it said, she, Rachel, had hard labor. You ladies know what that is in the natural. Most of us men are drinking coffee at that time. Amen? But you know what it is. And here this lady is in hard labor. How many know to bring forth God's sons is going to take some hard labor? In the spirit. Not a physical labor, but in the spirit realm is going to take some intercession. It's going to take some crying out to God. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. So the church, she's a type of the church is going to have to go into hard labor. And notice what it says here. It said it came to pass when she was in hard labor that the midwife said to her, fear not. Fear not, thou shalt have this son also. Hallelujah. The midwife ministry speaks of the cutting with the flesh. It is a prophetic ministry. You'll have this son also. How many know she had another son? His name was Joseph. Which means addition or continual thing. And you know in Joseph's life you see a preserver of life. And here God said through this midwife ministry, thou shalt not fear because you're going to have this son also. And this was the only son born to Jacob after his nature was changed. Did you know that? He had 12 sons, didn't he? All right. Now, look at verse 18. It came to pass as her soul was in departing, for she died. I mean, don't God's requiring a death out of us to bring forth in the earth what he's after. Amen? Death to self and death to sin. Amen? And notice here now, it says here, she died that she called his name Benoni, which means son of sorrow. But his father called him what? Benjamin, the son of what? The right hand, the son of the right hand. Praise the Lord. Now, turn with me to a scripture in Revelation, just a minute. Chapter 21, please. In Revelation, chapter 21, in God's Word, verse 9. Revelation 21:9. How many know John sees the church? God's people. Amen? In verse 9, there came to me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues and talked with me, saying, come hither, and I will show thee what? The bride, the Lamb's wife. And as our brother said a while ago, every bride has prepared. Isn't that right? She's made herself ready. And so he said, come hither. Now, earlier in chapter 4, he was told to come up hither. Remember that? But here he said, he was told, come hither, or come closer. I want to show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. In verse 10, he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having or echoing the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious and so forth. Now verse 12, and had a wall great and high and had 12 gates. And at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. How many know to teach those gates, you also take the 12 tribes and go into it? Isn't that right? How many gates? How many angels? How many tribes? How many know 12 is the number of government? How many know God's got divine government coming forth in His church? Amen. Amen. Divine government. Amen. Yeah. Now, so there are 12 gates. And over the gates were the names written of the children of Israel, the tribes. I mean, you can take Genesis 49 and go in and teach a tremendous teaching with these gates and the 12 sons of Jacob. All right? How many know that? Is that right? All right, now turn to Revelation 22 just a minute. I'm leading up to something. That's why it's going to take me a little while. Revelation 22, 14. Notice what it said. Blessed are they that do His what? His commandments, His sayings, His words, that they, that is those that do them, may have a right or the authority or the privilege to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Amen? Now notice, those that do, Jesus said, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say to you? Amen? Without me you can do nothing. Yet He said, we can do all things through Christ. And yet He says, here, brethren, to you and me, blessed are those that do the commandments, that they may have a right, authority, or privilege to the tree of life, and also that they may enter through the gates into the city. Hallelujah. How many gates? 12 experiences in God. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. All right. How many know the first son was Reuben? To behold a son. But the last son was Benjamin, the son of the right hand. And if we have those 12 experiences in our life, how many believe we're going to be part of that people that's going to be the son of the right hand? Do you believe that? Well, how many know there's some real overcoming to get there? What to overcome? The world, the flesh, and the devil. And brother, to overcome this thing right here is enough. Isn't that right? Amen. Amen. I mean, you get to preach an overcoming and God requires it of you. It's not fun and games like some people think, is it? But His overcoming is real. The Bible said we overcome evil with what? Good. Well, we're not good in ourselves. There's only one good one in us, and that's Jesus. Isn't that right? How many know Jesus went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil? For God was with Him. Amen? It took an anointing of God. It's going to take an anointing of God for you and me. And we know that He hated iniquity. He hated sin. And God anointed Him above His fellows. It's going to take the anointing, Brother Jack, to overcome. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, so we're seeing. Now, turn to chapter 2 of Revelation, please. 2:7. Revelation 2:7, it said, He that hath an ear. How many's got an ear tonight? I'm not talking about these on the side of your head. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to who? The churches. To him that overcomes, prevails, conquers, gets the victory over, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the middle of the midst of the paradise of God. Now we saw earlier, those that do the commandments, right, will partake in the tree of life and enter the gates of the city. Well, who's going to partake of the tree of life? It's the overcomers. Isn't that right? Who's going to keep the commandments? It's the overcomers. Who's going to enter the gates? It's the overcomers. How many want to be an overcomer? Let the overcomer come in you, brethren. Jesus. Amen? All right. So we've established the son of the right hand in just a few scriptures here. Now, turn with me to Psalms 80. Psalms chapter 80 in the Word of God. Praise God. In Psalms 80, I don't want to go into this. I just want to read the Scripture because I'm going to take you into another Psalm and share a little bit here. But I want to read these Scriptures to us in Psalms 80, verse 7 through 19. Let's just look at them. However you want to interpret, that's your business. But look in verse 7. That's up to you and God. Turn us again, O God of hosts. How many believe God's turning us now? He's not just jerking us. If He jerked us, it'd destroy us all, wouldn't it? He's turning us. How many know John in Revelation heard that trumpet and he began to turn. He saw the one who was talking. It was Jesus. Isn't that right? The Lord. And He says here, turn us again. 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 How many know He's turned us sometime and we've turned back the other way? Turn us again, O God of hosts. Now this, to me, speaks of restoration. And cause Thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. How many know that's progressive? Spirit, soul, and body. Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt. Hallelujah. How many know Egypt's the world tonight? How many know Moses forsook Egypt by faith? How many know God's telling us the same? What's Egypt? The lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Isn't that right? Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it. How many have planted vines tonight? How many know you got a bloom where you planted? Isn't that right? Every plant my heavenly Father has not planted, Jesus said, shall be what? Rooted up. Hallelujah. I don't want to be rooted up. How about you? Next verse. Now notice what he says here. Thou preparest room before it, and it caused it to take deep root, and it filled the land. The hills were covered with the shadow of it, the boughs thereof like the goodly cedars. She sent out her boughs unto the sea and her branches to the river. Verse 13. Well, the hedge was broken down in verse 12. How many know our hedges come down when we sin? When you sin, when I sin, the hedge comes down and we lose the peace of God. Isn't that right? But when we repent, brethren, how...
Please turn the tape over. Thank you.
God comes again.
I mean, when the hedge goes down, the power of darkness comes in on us. Sure enough. And it says here in verse 13, the boar, the swine, the unclean, out of the wood, doth waste it, and the wild beast of the field devours it. How many know some wild beasts tonight around? The air is full of them. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. I said, the air is full of them. Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and behold and visit this vine. Glory to God. How many need a visitation tonight besides me? And the vineyard which thy right hand hath planted, notice that, and the branch that thou madest strong for thyself. How many know where the branches tonight, brother? Bringing forth fruit. But notice what it said here. It said, brethren, the branch that thou madest strong for thyself. God made us for him, didn't he? He's a jealous God. It is burned with fire. It's cut down. They perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand. Well, we know tonight Jesus is there, but he's bringing forth another man, isn't he? Can you say amen? Upon the Son of Man, whom thou madest strong for thyself. And he's bringing a people into his image, into his likeness. Amen? And he made them strong for himself. Now turn with me to Psalm 74 with that, please. And I'm going to read a couple of scriptures here or so out of the New American. I don't do this too often, but I feel tonight I will. In Psalm 74, and I feel we should look at some scriptures together. Here. Look at verse 1. David's crying out to God because of God's anger. Now, how many know when God's anger is aroused, he lets the enemy loose on his people? Verse 1. O God, why? You ever said that? O God, why hast thou rejected us forever? Why does thine anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture? How many know the sheep's God's people? Remember thy congregation, which thou hast purchased of old, David said, which thou hast redeemed to be the tribe of thine inheritance, and Mount Zion, where thou hast dwelt. Turn thy footsteps towards the perpetual ruins. Now look at verse 3. The enemy. And what we're going to read here, we see right now across the land and in individuals' hearts and lives. The enemy has damaged everything where? Within the sanctuary. How many know this is the sanctuary? This is the meeting place of God right here. Did you hear that? The enemy has damaged everything within the sanctuary. How many's had some damage? Be honest. Amen. I'll raise both of mine. But God's going to deliver us, brethren. Amen. Hallelujah. Now look at this. Go back up just a minute now. Go back to verse 1. Why does thine anger, what? Smoke against the sheep. Look at Psalm 78:49 just a second, please. 78:49. Let's look at God's anger here in just a minute. In 78:49, it said he sent upon them, of course I know this is upon the enemy, upon Egypt, but notice, he sent upon them his burning, what? Anger in the New American. Fury and indignation and trouble, a band of destroying angels. Evil angels, the King James, I'm sure, says, right? Okay, back to Psalms 74, verse
4 now. Thine adversaries have roared. I mean, they're brazen, they're bold. Yet the righteous should be bold as a lion. And yet here comes the enemy and to damage the sanctuary. And notice the enemy has roared in the midst of thy meeting place. Where's the meeting place? Right here, brother. And in you. And he's roaring. He's roaring in the sanctuary. He's roaring in the meeting place. Now look at this. They have set up their own standards for signs. Well, how many know that's false signs? About the only signs some churches have and individuals have is, I mean, the church many times is pointing them to the bathroom or the exit sign. Well, there's more than that. Amen? And yet they have set up their standards for signs. I mean, all the enemy set up their false doctrines. Spirits of all kinds have come in. Amen? Their articles of faith. Our sign is I'm a Baptist. I'm a Methodist. I'm a this. I'm a that. Well, we need his signs. Amen? Hallelujah. Look at verse 5. Now, watch verse 5. It seems as if one had lifted up his axe in a forest of trees. How many know the Bible over and over tells us we're trees? Let's look at a few scriptures here on trees. I'm coming back here. I've got to deliver this word God gave me. Now, turn with me to John 15 just a minute. We're going to look at the negative and the positive. Turn to John 15. You know some of these scriptures, but that's all right. John 15, verse 2 and 6, I believe it is. Let's see what our Lord said about the tree. John 15:2, it said, every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. All right, verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he's cast forth as a branch, and is what? Withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they're burned. Now, you come back here to Psalm 74, and we're going to see this fire in just a minute. Amen? Now, turn to Matthew 3. Now, he said here in Psalm 74, it was like somebody had lifted up his axe in the midst of a forest. In Acts 3:10, listen to what God's Word said, brethren. Matthew 3:10, I'm getting my chapters mixed up. And now also the axe is laid to the root of the trees, therefore every tree which brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast where? Fire. Chapter 7 now. Chapter 7 also. Verse of Matthew. Verse 19 and 20. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruit you shall know them. I mean, the psalmist said we're like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Isn't that right? Amen. Isaiah 61 tells us we're also the trees, the planting of the Lord. Amen. Now turn to Psalms. I believe our brother might have promised that this while ago. I'm not sure. In Psalms 104, I believe the one I'm thinking about is 92, but Psalms 104. Psalms 104, verse 15 and 16. And notice what it says. And wine that makes glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart. Notice that. Wine is the joy of the Lord, oil is the Holy Spirit, and bread is the Word of God. And it's affecting the whole man in spirit, soul, and body. Verse 16. The trees of the Lord are full of sap. They're not sap suckers, but they're full of sap. They're full of life. Can you hear me? I mean, it's a tree tonight. The trees of the Lord are full of sap. The cedars of Lebanon, which he hath planted, Brother Jack. Amen. Now turn to Psalms 92. Psalms 92:12. Hallelujah. 92:12. And notice the word of God. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. We know the cedars go down deep. The roots go down deep and they stand when the winds come. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of God. Amen. Now look at verse 14. This fits us all. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age, and they shall be fat. and flourishing. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, God's got a people that's full of life. Isn't that right? We're trees, brethren.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now turn back to Psalm 74. Now we've seen so far Rachel's a type of the church travailing. John saw that city, saw the gates, the names written over the gates, and he saw the overcomers that was going to keep the commandments, take the particular tree of life and enter the city. And yet, right here, we're going to see something else along that in just a minute. But look back in Psalm 74, in verse 3 again, I believe it is, or verse 4 it is, verse 5, it seems as if one had lifted up his axe in a forest of trees. Now, visualize a forest of trees. And all of a sudden, something comes in and just cuts it all down. You ever seen a tornado go through an area and just cut all the trees down? Now, in Isaiah 14, it's speaking of the enemy, but it talks about the tree cutter in the New American. Well, how many know the tree cutters have come in to destroy God's people? Amen? But thank God there's a greater one in us, isn't that right? That wants to rise up and throw the tree cutter out. Amen? Our tree cutters. And he says here in verse 6, look at verse 6 now. And now all its carved work they smashed with hatchet and hammers. Anybody's ever seen a beautiful car work people do? You know, to put on the wall or something. Maybe they make it from their hands or whatever. And yet we are his carved work tonight, aren't we? And yet here comes the enemy with hatchet and hammers to destroy. How many know he has no mercy upon God's people, the enemy? And neither should we have mercy on him. Because he comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. But thank God Jesus come to give life. Amen? Now notice, they have burned thy sanctuary to the ground. How many felt the fire of God, in your life lately? How many know we're not getting touched somewhere? We're not doing too much for God. They have defiled the dwelling place of thy name. They said in their heart, let us completely subdue them or destroy them. They have burned all the meeting places of God in the land. We do not see our signs. But it's time that we see God's signs, Brother Jack. He said, in my name, you're going to cast out devils. Isn't that right? You're going to lay hands on the sick and they're going to recover. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going to see the signs of God. Amen. As we get our lives cleaned up, as we're delivered and set free by the power of God. Amen. Amen. And that one that's coming to destroy, we're going to kick him out. He's no longer going to burn the sanctuaries down. He's not going to come into the meeting places and do what he wants to. But we've got to rise up as the prophecy said. We've got to be a violent person to take the kingdom. How many know the higher you go in God, the more enemy you're going to meet? But the more of God you got to have to take you on. Isn't that right? And Jesus said, if any man puts his hand to the plow and looks back, he's not fit for the kingdom. Isn't that right, Jack?
Right.
Hallelujah. And we enter the kingdom through much tribulation.
Amen.
Jesus said, you must be born again. And Paul said, we must through much tribulation enter the kingdom. What's the kingdom? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. It is His Lordship. It is God's government. It's also the power of God. Amen? Christ comes in us, but we've got to move in Christ. The kingdom comes in us, but we've got to move in the kingdom. The power comes in us, but we've got to move in the power. Isn't that right? But we've got to be a violent person. You have to hunger. You have to thirst for God. People have lost their appetite for God. Amen? Jesus said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Now thank God, we don't have to lose our love. We can stand the love of God. Isn't that right? Jude exhorts us to stay in the love of God. Hallelujah. And Peter talks about those things over there, about diligence and about temperance and brotherly kindness and virtue and knowledge and love and all those things. He said, if these things abound in you and you do them, he said, you'll never fall. Well, you say, where are you going to get those things? Through testings. Growing in God. Isn't that right?
Hello.
I mean, are we still taking the woman into the wilderness to allure her, to attract her, to talk to her comfortably? Hosea chapter 2 says, amen. We don't like those wildernesses too much, do we? We don't like that testing. But they certainly come. Now, look back here. He says, there burned in verse 8 all the meeting places of God in the land. We do not see our signs. There is no longer any prophet. Well, how many know we need a prophet tonight? His name is Jesus. Huh? The man's a prophet. It's Jesus the prophet in the man. Or Jesus the apostle in the man. Amen? But we need the prophet. I mean, an apostle points the way the church is to go, but the prophets are there to also keep him straight. And others are, I guess, to keep him straight. We all need to keep each other straight. We need the prophets, brethren. We need the apostles. Amen? We need the evangelists, the teachers and shepherds. But there, notice, he said there's no prophet. I mean, no prophet will warn you if he's a true prophet. He'll lead you to righteousness. He'll lead you to holiness. He'll lead you to Jesus. He'll cause the people to set their attention on Jesus, not himself. Hallelujah. He'll draw attention to Jesus. Amen. We need a prophet, don't we?
Amen.
Jesus. Glory. Jesus. But you know what? He's here. Hallelujah. I said he's here. He's in us. Amen. Turn over to Amos a minute. How many know people don't like the prophet sometime? Amos. They may cry out for him, and when they come, they don't like him too well. If they're really true prophets. How many know you can't really put a true prophet in your back pocket if he's going to serve God? And you can't bribe him, can you? Oh, I'm sure there's some that's been bribed and so forth, but those in this hour, how many know they've got to live close to God? And stay humble before God. And that's the key, brother. Now look in chapter 4 of Amos. Chapter 4, brethren. I believe it's of Amos. Let's see here just a minute. 3:7. No, that's not the one yet. Let me look here about where the Lord sees him as a plumb line. Is it chapter 4? Maybe I'm looking at a different scripture here. Okay. Turn over to chapter 7. I'm sorry. Chapter 7, verse 7. 7:7. Thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line. And you know the plumb line is to test to see if the wall is straight or crooked. And notice, with a plumb line in his what? What's the hand, brethren? The ministry. And how many know the Lord's got the plumb line in his hand? And the Lord said to me, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, God sets the prophet, the plumb line, down in the midst of the people when the wall is out of whack. How many know God's setting his authority in the body today, brethren? His authority, amen, in the church, in the body. Amen? How many know when the prophet comes in, he comes in and he sees the wall is either straight or crooked. And they got two choices. Straighten up the wall or kill the prophet. I'll tell you what's easiest. How many know many prophets have been killed with their mouth? But God sets him down among the people when the wall is out of whack. Now, let me show you what these kind of people are like here. Turn in chapter 8, I believe it is. Hallelujah. Now, chapter 8, yes. Now, look at verse 5. Now, I want to show you just a couple of things here. I probably should get into it later on in another teaching sometime. But in verse 5, 8:5 of Amos, notice what the people were saying, when will the new moon be gone? That we may sell corn, and the Sabbath that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah or the bushel small, and the shekel great, falsifying the balances by deceit. I mean, oh, God's people still cheat. And not only these people couldn't wait, we would say, till Saturday was over to begin their work on Sunday to sell their grain or whatever to make money. But when they did it, they falsified the balances. They were cheating the people. Now, this is the kind of people Amos came to. Well, how many know not too many of them want to hear Amos? Amen. It was a time of prosperity, I could show you here in the book of Amos, you know, for the people. How many know people in a prosperity society don't want to hear prophets or apostles or teachers or shepherds or evangelists? Many of them. Unless their life's clean. Isn't that right? And so God set him down right in the midst of the people, brothers. And this man was hated. Amen. How many know that this man didn't go after God to be a prophet? God came to him. He was a gatherer of the sycamore tree. He was a fruit. He was a herdsman. And God said, go prophesy to Israel. I mean, oh, God's still doing the choosing. And yet back here in Psalm 74, they said, we don't have a prophet. There's no more prophet. Well, I thank God we're living in 1986. And I believe God is raising up His true prophets. His true apostles and shepherds and teachers and evangelists. Amen. And I thank God for the ministries, don't you? Hallelujah. That is raising up. Now, back in Psalm 74, one other scripture or two here. Hallelujah. There's no longer any prophet, verse 9, nor is there any among us who knows how long. Now, verse 10, how long, O God, will the adversary revile and the enemy spurn thy name forever? Verse 11, why dost thou withdraw thy hand, even thy right hand, from within thy bosom? Destroy them. God is raising up the right-hand ministry. And this ministry, we know, first was in Jesus. He came from the bosom of the Father. Isn't that right? And this people also is going to be in the heart of God that He's raising up. And I believe we're seeing it. We're seeing it now. And I believe, brethren, that when those sons comes forth, when this ministry comes forth, that they are, by the power of the Spirit, are going to begin to put a stop to this stuff right here that we're seeing. How many believe that? Amen. How many want to see a stop to it in your own life? Amen. And I believe we're already beginning to see it, don't you? Now, turn to Isaiah a minute. Isaiah 37:3. What time do we have to be out? Psalm 37:3, and they said to him, thus saith Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble, of rebuke, of blasphemy, for the children are come to the birth. Look at this. The children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. I mean, it's going to take some real crying out to God and interceding and seeking the face of God for the children to come forth. Amen? I mean, when Zion travails, she's going to bring forth her children. But it's a real travail in the Spirit, real crying and interceding and seeking the face of God. How many know when there is a travail, there has been a conception? If there's been a conception, there's been a seed planted. Isn't that right? How many know husband and wife give or receive a seed? We're talking about Christ and the church now also. When there is a travail, there's a conception. If a conception, a seed, if the seed is the Word of God that Jesus talked about, then it brings forth faith, which brings forth a vision, which brings forth a hope, and a hope will always lead you to travail. And it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. Amen. Turn to Luke. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. Look at verse 41. It came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. How many know that fruit was Jesus? How many know that the angel spoke that word to Mary? Mary, that she was going to have a son. And Mary believed that word of the angel. Elizabeth confirmed that word. And God performed that word, didn't it? Now, turn to Romans 7. Romans 7, verse 4, please. Romans 7. And I know we're dealing with the flesh here, but I just want to look at verse 4. 7:4. Wherefore, my brethren, you also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that you should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. Mary had some fruit. His name was Jesus. And yet God said to the church through Paul that we, brethren, also must bring forth fruit unto God. Can you say amen? Now turn with me to another scripture. Turn with me to Micah chapter 5 in the Old Testament. Thank you, my God. Micah chapter 5. Micah 5, verse 3. Micah 5 and verse 3. And the scripture said, therefore will he, that's God, give them up, natural Israel, until, time word, until the time that she, the church, which travaileth, hath brought forth, then the remnant of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel.
Hallelujah.
God's got a woman in travail.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. He's going to give up the natural until, amen, she travails and brings forth a remnant. Can you say amen? And Micah 4 tells us about that remnant. Joel 2 tells us about the remnant. Revelation 12 talks about the remnant. And how many know the fruit God's after is the man-child? Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 through 5. Now turn to one other scripture, Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 27. 27 of Isaiah. And 26, there's one brings forth wind. How many know God didn't want hot air? He wants a son, Brother Jack. How many know in verse 20 of chapter 26, verse 20 of chapter 26, God said, come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Here's a relationship, isn't it? An intimacy. Hide thyself, as it were, a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. Amen? I mean, oh, God's going to come out of his place right there in verse 21. Micah says he's coming out of his place. Amen? I mean, oh, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself that where I am. Not just where I've been or where I'm going, but where I am, you're going to be also. Isn't that right? All right, that's another teaching. But in chapter 27, verse 1, in that day the Lord with his sore and great strong sword shall punish Leviathan, that crooked serpent, and shall slay the dragon in the sea, or in humanity. And he's going to shout hallelujah when that happens. Well, it should be happening right now. Amen? In our lives. Now look in verse 6. He shall cause them that come of Jacob, natural Jacob, to take root. Israel or the church shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit. I'm glad you're a bud tonight. When you got saved, you become a bud. God's life. But how many know he wants us to blossom, get filled with the Holy Ghost and walk in the Spirit? But then it says she brought forth fruit. And God's after the fruit. What's the fruit? It's the sons of God. Amen? Let me believe that. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I shall be as God. He shall be my son. Amen? So, brethren, tonight, the enemy's invaded the church, but God's going to pull out that one out of his bosom. Out of his heart. Brother, I believe it's starting now that God's raising those people up. I mean, that started a long time ago in some people's lives, like Brother Jack and others. But God is bringing a people together. Isn't that right? And we need to stop the enemy where he's at right now. Amen? Let's stand, brethren. We love you and appreciate you and glad you come to this camp. Pray for this place and pray for the Millers and pray for others to be helped and delivered and set free in this meeting. Praise God. Let's just praise Him a minute. Can we do it? Let's just worship our God tonight. Lord, we just hold You up and worship You tonight. We thank You, my God. We thank You tonight that You're bringing forth a people, Lord, into Your likeness, into Your image, Lord. We worship You, God. We just love You tonight, Lord. And thank You for what You're saying to us, God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise You, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel there's some here tonight that have had some damage done to you from the enemy. And if you'd like for us to pray for you and minister to you, some of you tonight, come up and let us minister to you. Amen. If that word spoke to your heart tonight, I want you to come without a big plea. Amen. Some of you need to come and let us minister to you tonight. Would you do it? Obey God. The Spirit speaks to your heart. Praise the Lord. We'll not put pressure on you. That's the Spirit's job to deal with your heart. Come right on up, brother. Come right on up. Praise the Lord. Several of you need to minister to. Come and let us just lay hands on you and pray for you tonight and minister to you. Praise God. Anyone else? Obey God. Come right on. Okay, let's pray for our brother here then. Amen. What's your name, brother? What's your particular name?
Well, a lot of them, but
physical. Okay.
Some spiritual.
Amen.
Okay.
Father, in the name of Jesus, touch our brother tonight. Father, set him free. We rebuke this pain of his body and of his mind, Lord. We bind the powers of darkness and we release him and loose him tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we command the pain to leave him. Lord, let the virtue go into his body and heal his legs. Heal him, Lord. God, in Jesus' name, take it off of him. By the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Come right on, sister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's your need tonight? Lord, touch her tonight in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Spirit. We rebuke that thing, Lord. God, as she calls out and reaches out, Lord, deliver her by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Set her free, Lord. We ask it in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heal her spirit and heal her heart, Lord. And deliver her by the power of the Holy Spirit. We ask it tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right on.
Okay.
Father, touch his heart tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch her walk life, her balance, Lord. In the name of Jesus, minister to her right now, Lord. Let that power flow into her and just minister to her physical body, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Touch her walk life, Lord. And give her balance, perfect balance, Lord. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come right on up, brother.
Hallelujah.
What is your need tonight, sir? Amen. Father, touch this family through the loss of this loved one, Lord. We ask it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, touch this man tonight. By the power of the Holy Spirit, reach out to him, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Reach out to him, Lord. We ask it in the name of Jesus, Lord. And minister to him, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Anyone else? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to minister to a few in the Spirit. I want this sister right here in the purple to come. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Reach your hands out to her when she comes. Will you do that? Hallelujah. Know that the hand of the Lord is upon thee. Know that his love is within thee and that his love does woo thee, saith the Lord. Fret not thyself, because know that the evildoers shall be cut down. But yea, I say unto thee that I shall draw thee unto myself, unto a closer relationship, unto a closer communion, saith the Lord God. For I, the Lord, have beheld thee and known thee. I do watch thee, saith the Lord. I watch thy going out and thy coming in. And know that the Lord, yea, shall minister unto thee. He shall visit thee in the night season and pour out his grace and love upon thy life. For surely he draws you to him. Yea, thou art mine, thou art not another. Thou dost belong to me, saith the Lord. And know that thy relationship shall be established. And know that thine eyes shall be touched by the Spirit of God. And thy God shall cause encouragement to come. And great confidence, yea, shall be thy reward. For the Lord has seen thine heart. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him. Amen. Amen. Sandy, would you come up here, please? Hallelujah. Let's stand the Spirit, brethren. Stand the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I have called thee unto myself, saith God. Know that thou hast responded to that call. And know that the Lord desires to bring thee up higher. The Lord desires to minister his grace to thee. And even as John heard the voice of the Lord which said, come up hither, thou shalt also hear it as well in the Spirit. And thou shalt, yea, be willing to run after thy Lord. For thy Lord does do the drawing, but thou must do the running. Yea, give me thy will totally, saith the Lord. And in giving me thy will, I, God, shall do a mighty work and a strange work. And it shall be the work of my Spirit. It shall be the work of my Son. So praise me, and thou shalt behold it, saith the Lord. Amen. Thank you, my God. Let's give him praise. Come on. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thou art my Son. Thou art my anointed one.
And know that my son, my hand is upon thee. And know that my goodness does overpass and yea overshadow thee, even as it did Moses. And did not Moses see my glory? Yea, hast not thou seen that glory in the past? But, O my son, I say to thee, there is a glory coming yet. Yea, I say to thee, for thee, as you cry out, it shall overshadow thee, my son. It shall do a mighty work within thee, and it shall cause your eyes to behold the Christ the Lord. And thou shalt weep between the porch and the altar, and thou shalt be changed, my son. For my glory is within thee, but my glory passes by thee, saith God. Come on, let's praise Him. Amen. Hallelujah! Oh, thank you, my God. Sister Miller, I feel I have a word for you, Sister Miller.
Hallelujah!
How many appreciate Sister Miller tonight? Amen. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah! Korandele besida bahandolo besida bahandovo korabahaya. Amen. Amen. Thou art the handmaiden of the Lord. Thou hast been chosen of thy God. And thou hast been chosen to walk in a way and in a fashion that pleases me. Not in a way that men would demand or say, but thou hast been chosen by thy God to walk before him, even as I commanded Abraham to walk before me and be perfect. Yea, that same command comes to thee this night, to walk before thy Lord and be perfect. For thy Lord, his eye is upon thee. His ear is open to thy cry, and know that he watches over thee to help and to undergird. Know that he's your shield and your buckler, and you can run to him in the time of storm. For the storms have come, the thunder has rolled, and the lightning has flashed. But I say now the rain shall come, a visitation from the Lord. Yea, stand thy ground, and thou shalt see it, saith thy God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! With this sister right here. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. For the Spirit of the Lord is within thee. And know that my Spirit shall come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy by the Spirit of the living God. So be not fearful of man's face, but obey thy God, for that ministers within thee, and thou shalt be a blessing, saith thy God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's praise Him. Amen. Bless the Lord. Touch your God in a mighty way. This sister right here. You right there. Yes, ma'am. Yes. You. Yes. Hallelujah. Reach your hands out to her. Will you do that?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yea, even in this particular meeting, the Lord shall do a mighty and a strange work within thee. It shall be the work of the cross. It shall be the work of the Spirit of God. And know that, my daughter, the Lord has come to visit thee. And the Lord has come to lift thee up, not to put thee down. Yea, He has come to lift thee up and to cause you to be purged and cleansed and set free. For He reaches out to thee even this night. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, let's praise Him. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray before we get turned back to Brother Miller. Let's pray for the remainder of the services in the camp. And let's pray that the Spirit would really touch God's people in these services. Amen. Let's all lift our hands and pray. Father, we hold up the services now, Lord. We hold up the meetings. We hold up direction from the Holy Ghost, Lord. We ask the Spirit to move mightily. Deliver your people and heal and set them free, Lord. Father, just confirm, God, things in their hearts that you've told them by your servants, Lord. And just do a mighty work. We ask it in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We praise you in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.